You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
What is this, by the way, just out of curiosity?
This is Night Porter.
and
by Japan. I know.
What is the can you hear now, Tony? Okay. Why are we playing this?
Mostly because it went to the one after the one I was trying to play. So I don't know what this is. I've never even heard.
Can we kill it already?
I don't know what Japan is.
It's a country.
It's like a.
Okay, way more time on this than necessary. I just was curious. What felt like it was in a soap opera or something. We were in a deathbed scene or something.
That was strange music.
Yes.
It was soothing.
It was soothing. You found it soothing?
I thought we were hungry like a wolf.
Yeah, okay. Well, good morning and welcome. It's time for the Brinkhouser Home Highlight. Tom, who do you have with you today? A couple of agents.
Yeah, I got Tony Perino with me and Blake Reynolds. Blake's going to have an open house this Sunday, and Tony's got a special open house coming up next week on a Tuesday.
An open house night.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. So welcome to all of you guys. You know, we've been out. We hit a couple of open houses the last couple of weekends. And there's some interesting stuff that's out there. Yep. You know, you've got all kinds of, you can go to the open house button, by the way, on the main page, brinkhouser.com, find all of the listings that are open this Sunday. There's several.
24.
Yeah. I mean, in today's day and age, is that a big number?
Yeah, that's a big number for a Sunday. I think the weather's going to be good. There's been some new stuff come on the market. There's a couple that have, been on the market, been sold, maybe fallen through because of financing or something like that, that are back, that it's a good opportunity for people to pick up on. Blake's got one of those this weekend.
Yeah, and Blake, tell me about this, because where is this located?
So it's right by the Decatur Country Club. So
okay.
If you're heading down 44th on the right-hand side.
There are some streets, when you hear Powers, you think somewhere else
right.
in town.
Yep,
and that's not this one. I looked at the picture, I'm like, wait a minute, that's a newer house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a beautiful home. Actually, the owners moved here from Springfield, and they like their house so much in Springfield, they built it exactly the same as their house in Springfield.
Really?
So it's pretty cool.
Okay, so this is like, what, four beds, four baths, 5,000, over 5,000 square feet. This is a lot of house, and we're talking like $269,000.
Yeah, four full baths, too.
I mean,
it's pretty awesome. They got an in-ground pool in the back that's just beautiful, new liner, huge basement, huge finished basement with a pool table. Granite countertops in the kitchen. I mean, it's a beautiful home, a lot of square feet for the money.
All right, so you got an hour and a half window on Sunday to come out and see this.
Yeah, because I'm actually doing two open houses. So on 4411 Powers, I'm going from 12 to 1:30, and then on 152 High Tide, I'm going 2 to 3:30.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Well, it's beautiful.
It is.
We'll have this listing up on Facebook here in just a few minutes. You can win a couple passes to the Avon if you want to like, comment. Feel free to share it with your friends. But this is one, 5,000 square feet of house, a lot of house.
A lot of house.
Brian, that's probably the best value there is out there right there today. It's a lot of square footage. The house is in great shape.
It's a pretty blank canvas, though. I mean, you know, sometimes you think about you can find that kind of square footage, but you go and you think, oh, my God, all the stuff that has to be done. This is, you can really kind of make this your own.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great family home. There's even a cool feature between two of the bedrooms. There's a loft in between them. So if you have two, you know, smaller kids would enjoy that. It's a really cool feature.
That is fun. All right. I'm looking at all the photos. And that's the great thing about Brinkhouser.com is the photos, the videos. What's the virtual reality walkthrough? What's that called again?
Matterport.
Yeah, the Matterport. Yep. I have a hard time controlling that. I think it's just my age. You know, I get stuck in a closet and I can't get out. And I go over to this room and then
it's
all of a sudden I'm in a stairwell. Is that what it is?
It's a little easier on your phone.
Really cool, because you can, like, if you're like, what is that? You're looking at detail. You can get in on the detail.
Oh, yeah, you can. And then the drone shots, you know, for the first time ever, you can see what the top of the house looks like. You see what the neighborhood looks like, the real layout of the yard and the land, which is pretty cool. So when you go to an open house, your folks are there and friendly. We went to one out in South Shores. Was that this past weekend or was it the weekend before?
No, it was this past weekend.
Okay, and man, you know, I think I thought I'd been at a party at just about every house in Bay Shore, knowing where we grew up and where we went to high school, you know. But I found one last Sunday that is, I mean, I have no idea. There was a wine cellar. There was a room where I walked in. I felt like I was in Montana and that TV show Yellowstone. And then there was like another. I mean, it just kept going on and on and on and on and on. And then a lake, you know, where you walk all the way down in a beautiful dock. And
you must have been on Shoreline
Drive. I was on Shoreline Drive. And I guess that's one we missed in high school, because I've never been in that house in my life.
Well, it's on Shoreline Court, bro.
Yes.
And we were more down the drive.
Was that it? Yeah, that could have been. Well, anyway, all of the open houses that are out there, and then Tony's got his deal that he's doing with Warrensburg. I think this is interesting because, you know, you have people that want a certain home, but then I think you also have people that are looking for certain communities, right?
Yep.
And the people of Warrensburg are the friendliest people around. I'm not kidding. We go to all these little towns and their festivals during the Hot 25, and the Warrensburg Corn Festival, whether it's the mayor or the people involved there, there's just a friendly vibe there.
Yeah, for sure. I actually went to Warrensburg until I moved to Cerro Gordo in my sophomore year in high school. So, yeah, great community. I agree. We did something similar to this in Cerro Gordo on a Tuesday night, 5 to 6:30, and had some really good success. A lot of people showed up. So what this is we've got five different homes in Warrensburg that are open at the same time on Tuesday night, 5 to 6:30. My house will be 330 Northland Drive. It's priced at $115,900. It's got four bedrooms and two bathrooms. The bathroom downstairs is really cool. It's got a tiled shower with all those different jets that hit you from all different angles, which is a really neat thing. The whole house is nicely updated with a fenced backyard. And, yeah, it's just hard to find a four-bedroom house in the Warrensburg School District at that price point.
$115,900?
Yep.
Yeah, that's
yep.
Amazing. And so then from 5 to 6:30.
5 to 6:30,
you
yep.
can see all five of those
come
houses.
Out, come out after want. Work. Or if that time doesn't work, because Sundays don't always work for people. So I try to do different times. And if that time doesn't work, well, you can call me or call your realtor and get in there as a private showing.
And, Tom, don't you think we're going to see more of this sort of customized open
yeah.
house with really the open house being 24/7,
right.
7 days a week, literally on brinkouter.com,
yeah.
that this kind of customization, you know, and people yeah. are busy.
This works well in these small towns, Brian, because there's people that are specifically looking for Warrensburg School District. And when we have five homes open at once, you can go hit them all in one evening.
Yeah.
And you don't, you know, some people don't like to burn a Sunday afternoon going to look at open houses. So we're trying to mix it up a little bit, get some weeknights. It's working pretty well for Tony, isn't it?
Yeah. And I forgot to mention that we're going to give out a pair of tickets to the Devon show, Platinum Rock Legends, that last show of the season, which I've heard they're fantastic. I can't wait to see them.
We saw them. They had yeah. a soft opening of the amphitheater, you know, kind of getting it ready, the food concessions. They didn't want to, like, open first night without having a yeah. little bit of a run through. And that band, I don't know, they agreed at a discount or something to come play that show because they were booked for the end of the year. They come out, they're it's like all this heavy metal stuff, but they end up doing like Backstreet Boys and everything. it was cool. It was a fun show.
I'm pretty sure they won't be covering Japan, though, right?
Let's hope not. You talk about killing the crowd. No, they did everything, and it was a lot of fun, and that's a great show. That is the final show of the year at the Devon Amphitheater, which, by the way, got the Expansion Award yesterday at the Chamber Awards luncheon, and I can't think of a more deserving place than that for that business expansion
award. I was there. That's a great, great award, and I'm glad they got it. And just a little shout-out to my friend Kevin Brahaney. Congratulations to Kevin. That
right?
That was a special moment for a guy that couldn't deserve it anymore.
No, Tony's on the celebration board. You know, there was a real chance of the celebration not happening.
Oh, yeah.
And if it didn't happen, it probably wasn't going
to,
you know, because once it goes, you can't resurrect it. And I know a lot of people did a lot of work, but I don't think if you take him out of the equation, I'm just not sure what would have happened the first weekend of August.
And so, you as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Kevin, he deserved. I can't believe he's never won this award. Just what took him so long?
Hey, I think they pulled one over on him.
They did. Well, video out. Talking to the mayor yesterday, we were out at ADM Trucking doing a video out there, and she was explaining to me all the intricate lies she had to sort of tell to get him here without him knowing. And so she told him, he was in Wisconsin on a business trip, that his daughter was getting an award. So he flew back from Wisconsin expecting Megan to get an award, and they turned around and gave it to him. So he was completely caught off guard.
Yeah, it was nice to see. I think nobody deserved that more this year than Kevin. He did a great job. I don't think we have a celebration with Kevin Brahaney.
Nope. I don't either. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll review and recap what we've talked about so far, including 24 open houses this Sunday. Brinkouter.com. Here's Lindsay with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies expected, highs around 82 degrees. Then for tonight, cooling off a little bit, clear and lows around 57 for your Saturday sunshine, highs near 82. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 86 degrees. It is 73 degrees in downtown Decatur.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The September Wines of the Month are a Pacific Rim Dry Riesling out of Washington's Columbia Valley and a Z. Alexander Brown Uncaged Proprietary Red Blend out of California.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellent.
excellence and expertise, 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
We inherit a lot of traits from our parents, like freckles, our hairline, or our eye color. But did you know your risk for cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so you may not be aware you have them. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We offer two techniques in cataract surgery to help restore clarity to your vision. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
This is Eric Lee with the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith. And even though I was a proud C-plus student in a good year, Nick and I want to honor teachers throughout the 2019 school year. So we welcome the Corley Family Dental Teacher of the Month contest on NowDecatur.com. Each month, you can nominate the favorite teachers in Macon County, then vote from the five chosen finalists. Each of the eight winning teachers between October and May will receive a gift pack valued around $400. So visit NowDecatur.com now to nominate, vote, or celebrate the Corley Family Dental Teacher of the Month.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
There's the song she was looking for. All right, Tom, what else do you have?
Oh, Brian, I am personally having an open house at 1450 Ashland.
You're working Sunday?
I am working myself. This is a friend of mine's house, a friend of yours' house, too.
Okay. Enough said. What's the address?
It's 1450 Ashland Avenue in Mount Zion. You just go down 121, and before you get into Mount Zion proper, there's a stoplight with Ashland Avenue. Just take a left into the subdivision. This house is 289.9. It's 3,506 finished square feet, three bedrooms with a potential fourth in the basement that's a den, three and a half baths. They've totally finished the basement. It's really done well. It's got a wet bar down there, a nice rec room. There's a den. They've expanded the deck on the back of this house. It's got a brick, a great family neighborhood.
All right.
With a waterfall, great value in a great family neighborhood.
All right. That's 1450 Ashland Avenue?
It is.
Okay. Was that our featured home last week?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So there were a lot of folks that took a look at that, so maybe they want to see it in person this Sunday.
Go to the website. There's a Matterport and a drone video on that one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think there was like 673 people or something that clicked through to that link last Friday on our Facebook post. Yeah. So that generated a lot of interest. So now you can come out and see it in person. What time?
It will be from 1 to 3.
1 to 3. Full listing at BrinkOtter.com. Tony, once again, Tuesday night in the Berg. That is 5 to 6:30, five different open houses. I'm assuming they can find all this on your portion of the site at BrinkOtter.com if they just look up your page.
217Tony.com.
What's that?
217Tony.com.
Oh, you guys and your independent stuff. I like to watch it. I like to see what all the different people do.
Well, nobody can spell my last name.
Well, nobody can pronounce your last name, let alone spell it.
The cool thing about these agent websites, though, Brian, is they're kind of built by the company. So you get the same features on Tony's website and Blake's website that you get on the full-blown Brinkhouse.
But it gives them some separate branding, and they're able to put their own personality into it a little bit, which is nice. Now, Blake, this house, I'm telling you right now, I'm not a realtor, but I've been looking at a lot of houses lately, and I'm just looking at the square footage price. And Lindsay, you know what house this is. On the way to the country club, you go through the four-way stop there, you know, through Cantrell's.
I know exactly.
It's the big with the pool in the backyard, the corner lot.
Right next to Little Man's Best Friend.
$269,900. Yep. That is an incredible price for that house.
Yeah, it's priced to sell fast, and it did, but we had financing fall through, but it's back on the market, and it's ready for somebody to take advantage of.
Yeah, and it's not a huge piece of property to take care of, but you get that sort of a big feel, right?
Yeah, well, and obviously the in-ground pool and the concrete patio around it minimizes the mowing.
Yeah, it's got a great backyard.
And if you're a boater, you're 30 seconds from a boat ramp at the end of 44th Street.
Member of the country club, you're like literally a football field from the the driveway. Yep. All right, great stuff today, guys. As always, enjoy your weekend. Good luck. 24 open houses. Go to BrinkOtter.com, click on the open houses button, and then don't forget Tony's next week, Tuesday, September 17th, from 5 to 6:30, five different houses in Warrensburg, the Warrensburg Open House Night. And if you stop by at each house, you can enter to win get a pair of tickets for the Platinum Rock Legends show, which is coming up on Friday, September 27th.
I think we got movie theater passes for the...
Absolutely, for the one we just put up on Facebook as well. All right, back after stories and news. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there.